Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. In this podcast, Mike Sizergreen is talking to Sandy Belfitt from Citizens Advice Isle of Wight.
Hi, I'm Mike Sizergreen from Wessex Cancer Trust. One of the things I'm encountering more and more is people calling our helpline or dropping me an email and asking what help they can get in terms of benefits. They may have lost their job due to COVID. They may have to be temporarily off work. And there's a lot of, seems to me, you know, an increased amount of anxiety around people's finances, fairness at work, etc. And a while back, I got hold of Citizens Advice, Macmillan, here on the island, and I encountered Sandy Belfitt, and Sandy's here to give us some advice.
Hello, Mike. Yes, Citizens Advice look after the Macmillan representative over here on the island. So our Macmillan representative here is actual Citizens Advice advisor, fully qualified to give advice on all sorts of things to help people who are living with cancer.
In practical terms, what help can people get?
At the moment, we're operating through the telephone line. Give our team a call and our caseworker will go through all aspects of what's happening with you. So, I mean, one of the biggest worries that people have, as you mentioned, was finances when they are diagnosed. So our representative can go through and perhaps do a benefits check with you, see what benefits that you might be entitled to. They can help you with any employment issues that you have, like how to tell your employer and what rights that you might have. And they can also help you with actually claiming those benefits. So Emma, who is one of our Isle of Wight caseworkers, is actually the Citizens Advice Help to Claim Universal Credit advisor as well. So she can help you with claim for Universal Credit. So last year, Macmillan helped 2,600 clients in Hampshire and the Isle of Wight to gain 9.4 million grants and benefits, which significantly ease the anxiety that that people have.
You mentioned grants, Sandy. Sometimes I signpost people to Macmillan to inquire about grants because, as we all know, cancer treatment for islanders doesn't tend to be cheap because of the necessity to cross the Solent Pit treatment in many cases. Could you just do a little bit about grants?
Grants, I mean, they can help with all sorts of things. They might be able to help with any clothing that you need. Say your wash machine has failed and you need a little bit of extra money to buy a wash machine, heating bills, travel costs, because you know it is expensive to cross over Solent and to the hospital. And they can also help with like blue badges as well. So there are a number of grants that you can pay for. There's a one-off payment of £350 that can help with some extra costs there.
Excellent. I think it's good to add at this point that if you contacted Wessex Cancer Trust, if you contacted Macmillan, we talk to one another. So don't be worried about which one you choose. It very often happens. But to add to what Sandy said, there are discounted ferry fares for people travelling across for any NHS treatment. The Cross Solent Travel Scheme also exists, and that in that scheme you can reclaim a proportion, if not all sometimes, of your travel costs. And Wessex Cancer Trust also runs two Daisy buses, one in Portsmouth, one in Southampton, and we operate each day of the week to give free transport to cancer patients who are needing to travel to Southampton General Hospital or Queen Alexandra. All you've got to do is call our helpline 01983 524 186 between 10 and 3 Tuesday to Friday, or contact us at isleofwight@wessexcancer.org.uk, or go onto our website www.wessexcancer.org.uk. I will talk you through the help you can get with travel.
Thank you, Mike.
If anyone has been diagnosed with cancer or is living with cancer and needs help from us, can contact the Macmillan team on 0344 847 7727. The line's open from Monday to Friday from 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And if you need a visit, of course, once we start relaxing restrictions, then one of the team will come and visit, do a home visit for you.
Thank you very much, Sandy.